This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. Promise Keepers, the Christian men's ministry that made a massive impact in the 1990s, is looking to return with its first stadium gathering in more than 20 years. To make sure everything goes smoothly, the organization announced it was enlisting some outside help. Find out more after this break. The novelization of the latest Kendrick Brothers movie is the perfect gift this holiday season. Inspired by the words and prayers of a newfound friend, reluctant cross-country coach John Harrison becomes the least likely coach, helping the least likely runner attempt the impossible in the biggest race of the year. When you find your identity in the one who created you, it will change your whole perspective. What do you allow to define you? Stop by overcomernovel.com to buy the book based on the hit movie Overcomer and to unlock exclusive content. That's overcomernovel.com. Promise Keepers announced the formation in December of a pastoral advisory board to help shepherd the ministry's spiritual integrity as it prepares for its first major stadium gathering in over 20 years. Promise Keepers 2020 will take place at the AT&T Stadium in Dallas, Texas from July 31st to August 1st. The organization's president, Vance Day, says, "As Christian men, we have a biblical responsibility to come alongside our brothers and support them in their pursuits of greater godliness. By uniting together men from all ages and stages of life under one roof, Promise Keepers 2020 will facilitate intergenerational growth among the men of today who desire to become the leaders God has created them to be." The new pastoral advisory board includes Pastor Steve Berger, Pastor Brian Carter, Pastor Todd Wagner, Dr. Crawford Lawrence Jr., Steve Farrar, Stu Weber, and Randy Alcorn. Their job is to make sure all speakers, topics, worship sessions, and prayer groups are doctrinally sound and align with the organization's key focuses. CEO and board chair Ken Harrison says the Holy Spirit guided the organization to select these seven men. In a press release, Harrison says, "There would be no point in resurging the Promise Keepers movement without taking every measure to ensure that it's more Christ-centered than ever. I have confidence in these individuals and their commitment to carrying out a God-honoring event that elevates men and equips them to seek the Lord as the solution for every obstacle they face. Pray that God would give them and Promise Keepers wisdom, and pray that the Lord will move mightily in the hearts of men around the world." And if you appreciate this story, you can find many more stories, books, and resources at shop.charismamag.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.